Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1, The Ticket. 248-539-9797. Our guest coming up next actually spent some time in the Lions locker room. So
sure
he
did.
Can tell us a little insight about, the Lions a little bit. Unfortunately, he never got to play in a regular season, but that was just with the Lions. He played with the Giants, the Panthers, some other teams.
Bikes.
And his brother is a really, really good offensive lineman. I believe has not missed a snap in his career. You can see Jeff Schwartz. He's on ESPN sometimes, Fox Sports. He works for the Action Network. Leach, he's got a Gambling Jones that may be bigger than yours.
I know.
And he joins us now. How are you, Jeff? Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Yes, it was a bad Thanksgiving on the gambling angle, but a lot of food was fabulous. But man, I'm not a big favorite. I don't take a lot of favorites very often with big numbers, and they all covered yesterday. It was a rough day for contrarian bettors, whatever you want to call it, but it was a rough day for us.
Yeah, Jeff, I was on all the dogs, and I got hammered.
I mean, here's the thing, though. I still think, and even though we didn't win the games, I thought the dogs were good plays. Look, in the first game, you lose by a pick six, right? Like, that's not – you don't forecast that into handicapping.
Yep.
The second game, the Cowboys score 21 points in a row. Two of those were long – short catches, long runs by Cooper. And then in the night game, Atlanta had two fumbles inside the five and a second one inside the 20. Like, and they lost and they didn't cover by a point.
Yep.
So, it's what gambling is, man. It's a rough business at times, but I enjoy it.
Now let's talk about the actual team itself. Our Detroit Lions, obviously this season, and especially the way what happened, in the fourth quarter yesterday, Matthew Stafford gets tons of heat. A lot of it is because of the contract. He's not an elite quarterback. He's good, maybe above average, whatever you want to use. You were in the locker room for a while during training camp. Are you surprised that Matthew Stafford has regressed this season?
I like Stafford more than I think most do. And I don't know what his regression is. I mean, I think part of it is they finally have a run game. So I think that when you look at finally having a run game, he doesn't have to throw the ball as much, which is nice. Obviously, yesterday it doesn't help that he had Kerryon Johnson out, but it feels like it's sort of time for a new coordinator. I'm not sure that I think Jim Bob is bad at his job, but it just feels like it's sort of time for something new. Some new thoughts, some new blood. I think Matt Stafford is an excellent, excellent quarterback, and I wish that he were to win some of these bigger games, so people would really start to kind of buy into him more than they do now.
What is it? Maybe it's just the position where people just and I'm the same camp. I think he's good, but lately he has not been good. And is it there's something missing from him that he doesn't – people get upset that he's not a fiery, he's not a leader type. Look, you were in the locker room, albeit a short time. Does he have the intangible, off-the-field intangibles to make him really, really good?
I think so. I think he's a leader. I mean, there's no questions, I think, ever about his leadership, in my opinion. You see what he's able to do in the fourth quarter of games at times, right? So there's no question in my opinion about his leadership. It's just that it's unfortunate he doesn't win some of these games against better opponents, and it's tough to back him like as much as I do when he's not winning these games, right? So I wish, and maybe look, it's hard to make an opinion on the team this year. Looking at them play this year, I don't know what they are this year. I think that's the frustrating part about watching them play, right? We don't know what they are. Are they a run-first team now offensively? What happened to Stafford's offensive line, the defense? There's just so much to digest in this one season with Patricia, his first season. But as far as Stafford, I just still think he has it. It just feels like the offense is just not functioning like he did last year, and maybe it is time for a change.
And Jeff, you mentioned the run game, which obviously the Lions have not had in a long time, and the offensive line has had its issues. As a offensive lineman throughout your career, Lions fans need someone to hang on hope right now. Have you seen enough improvement this year with Decker and Glasgow and Ragnow, the rookie, to give you hope that this team could have a better offensive line going forward?
I think so. I mean, Ragnow's done a good job. Glasgow, I think, is kind of built to play center. Obviously, not having TJ in the lineup really hurts. But, yeah, that interior, I think, is really good, especially those young guys. Ragnow has done some really good things, and so has Glasgow. So I think the future is bright there. You know, Decker has been pretty good, has ups and downs at times. But I think that there is a bright future for that offensive line for sure.
Jeff Schwartz joins us, former NFL offensive lineman, working for the Action Network right now. Now, you mentioned Jim Bob Cooter. One, you know, maybe it's just coming off watching the Chiefs-Rams game, but I'm sitting in the stands with my family, and I'm sitting there watching the Lions-Bears, and I think I'm watching a completely different sport than what we've seen from, like, the Rams and Chiefs and obviously the Saints. When you talk about a new coordinator, is it just me or the Lions offense, like, for lack of a better word, archaic?
So this is a great question. The Chiefs and Rams, in my opinion, is not a good representation of what the NFL generally is, because that to me is an outlier. Not every team has an Andy Reid, a Sean Payne, a Sean McVay, and then paired with the right quarterback. So you're not going to get that every week. I know it's intoxicating for people to think, well, you know, our guy can do that. But it's tough each week to be that explosive. And you have to, it takes a very special, in my opinion, coach and quarterback combination to do that. So the norm is not what the Chiefs and Rams were the other night. In my opinion, that's not really the norm.
All right, let's focus to college football. Obviously, we are obsessed with what's going to happen in Columbus. The line has moved from 3.5 when it opened, I believe, all the way up to 4.5. Michigan, the favorite at the Horseshoe. Jeff, obviously on paper, Michigan is the better team, but so many strange things have happened in that series.
You know, it feels like the smart play is to take Ohio State. They're at home. And they're not going to be valued very highly right now because of just the way they played against Maryland and the way at times they played the season, and just Urban Meyer looks just distraught on the sidelines and looks like he's going to pass out. I mean, it looks bad at Ohio State. But are you telling me that if Ohio State was on the road, they would be? Michigan would be a favorite by 11.5. That feels like a lot of points, right? So I feel like this line is just a little bit off here. And if it continues to rise in the direction of Michigan, I think the play, and I think Michigan wins this game, but the play to me is taking the points, the home team in Ohio State. I think Michigan this year has finally erased sort of the demons that has been plaguing Harbaugh, right? They beat Michigan State in a very low scoring affair early in the year, right? 21-7. They beat up on Wisconsin and Penn State at home. So it feels like the issues that Harbaugh's had kind of beating some of the rivals and the better teams in the conference has maybe gone away this year. So I think Michigan wins this game, but you're giving me all those points, man. I kind of want to take the points in Ohio State here.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, going back with history, it's all about trends. Stoney and I love trends. Michigan's been favored 3 times since 94. Both those previous times, they lost by double digits. So there's even more reason to stay away from Michigan, and maybe Michigan wins. I think they're going to. But that is a lot of points in the Horseshoe, Jeff.
It is. And look, there are many reasons, like I said, to want to back Michigan here because Ohio State has just played poorly. But remember, it's a rivalry game, right? Ohio State comes into this game thinking that they own Michigan. And that's a big part of this, right? Michigan's got to kind of get over that, that quote-unquote ownage, right? Ohio State's going to think in their mind they're ready to play. They're going to think in their minds that they know this team very well, which they probably do. They're going to play with more confidence because of that. So I think there's many reasons why you'd want to back Ohio State here.
How is, from your perspective, obviously one of the big question marks going into the season, their big weakness was their offensive line, Michigan's. They've seemed to have gotten better and better each week. Do you buy that?
They have. And look, a sign, obviously, of good coaching is that improvement week to week. And I think you have seen that improvement throughout the year. Look, playing offensive line is hard, man, and sometimes it doesn't happen quite so early. You played a really good defense in Notre Dame your first game. It's hard to go in training camp and then go right and play a team like Notre Dame. So they've improved throughout the year. Ohio State can't stop the pass. So I don't know how much that really will play a factor in the game besides, obviously, pass protection.
For final thing, because they still have a game to play, Michigan State taking on Rutgers. Now, Michigan State's favored by 27.5 points. People are trying to figure out if Michigan State can even score 28 points.
I don't think
points.
So.
Well, can Rutgers score any points is the question.
Sure.
That's true. So it would have to be 28-0.
This game could very much be 28-0 or 31-3, right? I mean, it could be somewhere around those lines. That's why I think that this line is set kind of where it is the idea that Michigan State's defense has played really well this year, and are they going to be able will Rutgers score at all? I would not in a million years touch this line.
Yeah, I don't blame
Terrible
you.
Terrible game.
Jeff,
Terrible.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it, Jeff. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, that's Jeff Schwartz, the Action Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.